Hey guys, what's going on? This is Arthur Anthony, co-host for Life Cope. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Life Cope. As always, we are not licensed therapists or psychologists. We just give advice for those that can use it. And also, if you like to get the Grammarly app, you can go to www.getgrammarly.com/LifeCopeLLC. Basically, Grammarly is just an app you can download on your phone or on your computer, which is what I use anyway, and especially when I'm typing up a paper for college or school or anything, I use Grammarly. Or even if I'm typing a professional text message to my boss, you know, I still use it just to make sure that, you know, all my periods and all my commas are in the right place and that I don't mess up. So if you'd like to get the Grammarly app again, you can go to www.getgrammarly.com/LifeCopeLLC. So today, first of all, I just want to say congratulations to all the graduates this year. You know, everybody's graduating high school, and it's an exciting time for you know, these young people, bright minds, you know, just ready to like go conquer college, go conquer the world and stuff, you know. But the thing is, there are certain tips that, you know, I didn't know when I first went to college during my first year, that I think that if I would have known, I would have done things a little bit differently and probably made better choices. So today we're talking about freshman year and how to survive it. Basically, how to survive your freshman year in college. So I could just speak from my experience, of course. And so before you even attend, for some of us, like student loans and stuff, you gotta like apply for those if you do have to apply for any. And, you know, some states are better than others, as far as like the school breaks that they give you. And especially if your parents sort of served in the military, it's definitely a good thing. It's definitely a good way to help you, substitute for, you know, financial income so that you can, be able to, you know, get your books and everything, during the first week. Now, it's also coming with that, the emotions, you know, like, so it was super scary, you know, going to a big college, especially when, you know, in high school, you used to like all your friends, you know, you guys go all together. But the thing is that when you get there, sometimes you're not going to know anybody. And I mean, even before you get there, you know, there's like all these pressures. Oh, you need to join a fraternity. You need to join for girls, you know, join a sorority, you need to join this club to, you know, make sure you get a job after. And then, you know, it is, everything just makes you think about the future, and nothing puts you in the present, in like the right now, you know, of thinking that you need to take care of things right now and have to worry about that stuff later on. I mean, that stuff later on is important. So the things you do now are what's going to help you, to be good, and to succeed in college. So, you know, so those feelings of, anxiety, you know, and, just being so anxious, you know, for everything to come, for everything to like start, just don't worry about that stuff. That stuff will come naturally, you know. You'll make friends before you even know it. 'Cause people all struggle together, like try to get good grades, you know. There's always like library, study halls. And then also, if you decided to join a fraternity or sorority, I mean, you also make friends there. Speaking of that, you really need to do your research to figure out which ones are the good ones to get into. There's some fraternities that are really good at helping you get jobs afterward, and fraternities and sororities that help you get jobs afterward, because usually they hire frat members, or, you know, sorors or sorority members, to their company. So that's what you need to look at. Not necessarily how big of a party, fraternity or sorority it is. Because you got to think, yes, you need to be present in the right now, worried about right now. But at the same time, you want to see who's going to look out for you later on. So that's the kind of stuff you need to look at. And I mean, a lot, like the more prestigious fraternities, because I was a SIGUP, so, and they want you to have your grades at a certain point, and, during your freshman year, it's going to be so hard because you have, I mean, people inviting you to parties. There's a feeling of you being away from you know, your parents for the first time. You think you're ready for it until, like, a month later. You're like, oh, Mom, I wish you were here so you could wash my clothes, stuff like that. You know, there's little things like that. You know, your parents always remind you when you miss something. At college, you don't have that reminder unless you have, like, a very good friend or a roommate that can constantly remind you of when you have stuff coming up. So, but it's just do your research on that and look at how their initiations are too, because you can get the info about certain fraternity or sororities and initiations and see that if that's where you want to go. Some of the pledges that they do, or the, you know, the indoctrination that they do is kind of borderline. So you just have to make sure that you know what you're getting into before you do get into it. So you're going to, most of the time you're not going to do as well as you thought you were in college. Because like I said, there's all those other pressures out there. There's all those other distractions. Don't get upset about that. I mean, if you get a C on a paper, I mean, you know, there's room for improvement or whatever. Even if you get a D, if you get an F, you really need to work. But still, just buckle down, try to study as much as you can. As far as quiet places on campus, the library usually, you can go like, there's like a lot of colleges have study rooms even that you can go to, or in the dorms, there's like don't go to the general area in dorms because everybody's there, you know, watching TV or playing football. But, you know, after a while, you'll find your quiet place where you can go, and study and just buckle down, because even studying in your room is going to be hard, especially if you live in the dorms, because you're just going to have like all the distractions outside, and your roommate's going to try to pressure you, or you're going to try to pressure your roommate to go drink with somebody, you know. Another thing, drinking. So it's going to happen, but just be careful, because drugs, alcohol, you know, it's there's so much of it in college. It's ridiculous, but just, you know, especially with drinking, do it in moderation. Don't do drugs. I mean, I did, but I mean, I'm just not, that was one time, but still, if you can, you know, just stay away from drugs. If you drink in moderation, don't, because especially if you never, like, if you weren't drinking a lot before, like, when you're at your parents' house, if you didn't go to, like, house parties and stuff, when you start drinking now, it's just going to be like, oh, this is something new, you know? And it's just going to take over your life, and you're not going to be able to buckle down and study like you want to. And watch what you eat. When they say the freshman 15, that's a real thing. People, just because, you know, you're not at home where usually your mom is making certain dinners, or you know, you're just binging, you know, watching Netflix or whatever. Even beer helps you get that freshman 15. So just watch out for that. Watch out for, you know, your weight. There's gyms on the campuses, so you can do that, or you could just, you know, do a jog or run around the campus. Get a workout routine, which would even help you, you know, study better, because you have that energy and you're able to focus more. So, like I said again, congratulations to all the graduates. I hope you guys are able to succeed and do great things in the future. Just be mindful of your feelings and be able to regulate yourself in everything you do. So if you'd like to reach out to us, you can always email us at bam3@lifecopap.com, or you can reach out to us on any of our social media handles on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, under LifeCope LLC. There was one more thing I was going to mention, but anyway, we're almost at our 1-year mark in July. July 4th will actually be, we'll mark our 1-year mark. So we're a month away from that, but thank you guys for supporting us through this whole time. And I hope you guys stay well and stay safe.